strong families, and strong communities. And we want to celebrate all the amazing father figures out there who make a difference in the lives of their children and families. So let's come together and have a blast at this awesome celebration. For more information, visit www.marthastable.org. See you there.
I'm Kamaya.
I'm Amira.
I'm Kaya.
I'm Kamaya.
And you're listening to WPFW Washington.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone from the county farm. Another man done gone.
Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going to walk the street.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no.
What'd I do? The jury of your peers having found you guilty, 10 years.
What? Come on!
I was in jail too, man. It's cold-blooded in the jail. You go down there looking for justice, that's what you find. Just us.
Welcome to another edition of Crossroads Today. Now here's your host, Roach Brown.
Good morning, and welcome to the second hour of Crossroads here on WPFW 89.3 FM, your station for jazz and justice. The Smithsonian Museum issued a proclamation that there's 20 iconic restaurants. When you visit America, they listed 20 restaurants that you must visit and enjoy the food. And Ben's Chili Bowl has been listed as one of the 20 iconic restaurants on the Smithsonian's list of visitors when you come into the city that you must attend or should attend. Ben's Chili Bowl is a historic landmark. You can come in there. The President of the United States came in. The Pope came by. You had heads of government, heads of foreign states, ambassadors, diplomats, celebrities. I'm here 2-3 times a week. We broadcast the first Tuesday of each month. But the rest of the week, we come through here and you meet people from around the world here at the Chili Bowl. The family atmosphere, the owner, Miss Ali. Sometime in your life, you meet people who are very, very special. And sometime when you meet them, you didn't know there was an angel. All angels don't have wings. Some of them just have a smile. And this lady's smile is like an angel's wings fluttering in the air. I want to say that she'll be joining us shortly. So we want to thank Miss Ali and the Ben's Chili Bowl family for allowing us that we've been coming here for the last 3 years, broadcasting our show live from the world famous historic Chili Bowl. So before we start, we'll open up what we call the grapevine, information that you can use, the grapevine. Hey. Stop the Killing Summit. Make our communities a decent and safe place to live. We need 10,000 fearless men. June 15th, 2024 at Malcolm X Park from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Malcolm X Park is located at 16th and Euclid Street Northwest. It used to be called Meridian Hill Park. But there's a Stop the Killing Summit. And please, people, folks from all over the city have been calling, writing, pulling us, saying different things. Please put this information out. We need everybody, all hands on deck. This is a crisis on every aspect you can look, whether it's talking about violence, homelessness, food deserts, locking up our kids, everything you can think of that we lead in all the negative categories. So we want to make sure that the word get out. So take care. Stop the Killing Summit, June 15th, 2024 at Malcolm X Park. Please make it. I'll try to make it. Despite the First Step Act, some extra months, some federal prisoners are spending extra time in prison, even though qualifying offenders can earn time credits that move up their release dates. But capacity concerns at halfway houses are leaving them in prison longer and longer. D.C. does not have a halfway house in D.C. So our men are being sent to Baltimore and to Richmond, Virginia, and that takes hours, and they've been penalized for coming back late. It takes an hour and a half to get from Baltimore to D.C., even longer because of the bid, because of the Francis Key Bridge that was rammed and knocked down. So our men and women that have been from D.C. have been housed in Baltimore and in Virginia. We need a halfway house here in D.C., and you got a lot of qualifying offenders who should be out, need to be out, but because they haven't moved on the law, in 9 cases reviewed, shared with NBC, inmates were incarcerated between 2 and 8 months past their last date inside. A term that he says denotes when an inmate can technically be transferred out of prison to pre-release custody because they've accrued enough time credits to participation. Even one life kept in longer is an injustice. The taxpayers should care because they're footing the bill. Hmm. You may not have anyone in there, but you're still paying for it. Global executions soared to its highest number in almost a decade. Spike in executions in Iran leads to the highest number of executions since 2015. A total of 1,153 executions took place in 2023, which does not include the thousands believed to have been carried out in China, making an increase of more than 30% from 2022. It was the highest figure recorded by Amnesty International, when 1,634 people were known to have been executed. Despite this increase, the number of countries that carried out executions reached the lowest figure on record. The 5 countries with the highest number of executions in 2023 were China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, and the USA. Iran alone accounted for 74% of all recorded executions, while Saudi Arabia accounted for 15%. Somalia and the USA carried out an increased number of executions in 2023. Migrants in New York City will receive prepaid debit cards, not credit cards, for the designated goods. The immediate response cards are being hand-delivered at the Roosevelt Hotel and distributed by Mobility Capital Finance staff directly to asylum seekers receiving financial assistance. In response to an overwhelming demand for food and reports of food being wasted at shelters, this a $53 million contract will help subsidize the food and supplies. D.C. spent $59 million last year for homelessness, $59 million to house the migrants coming in. The mayor's budget for this year includes $1.7 million for homelessness, yet we spent $59 million to house the migrants. What about the homeless people here in Washington, D.C. don't have a place to stay? Do they get debit cards? And financial assistance for those people who are coming out, who are migrants coming to the city. Folks, we need to make sure the mayor and the city council them do everything they can to reallocate those funds. Also, the city has sent $10 million back last year that wasn't spent. The HUD, Housing Urban Development, gives every state money for homelessness, to house homelessness. And D.C. has spent $59 million to house the migrants. But what about the homeless people on the streets right now in Washington, D.C.? You spent $59 million for the migrants and $1.7 million for the homeless already in D.C. The numbers don't add up, Miss Mayor. Whatever y'all need to do, make these numbers shake out, because we got a high unemployment rate. And here we go. And I want to thank you for joining us, Dr.
Rhonda Hamilton.
Okay, Rhonda. I appreciate you.
You got to tell it to the
And they can reach me at www.mimotherswithanskeeper.com.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And here we go. Now, the star of the show has just arrived, Miss Virginia Ali. She has been the owner, operator, co-founder of Ben's Chili Bowl. And before we start, I got to get me a kiss. The only woman I kiss in the morning is my wife. And I'm going to kiss Miss Ali. Hello. How you doing?
Hello, my dear.
How you doing, my dear? Thank you.
I'm happy to be here. You know how special you are to us.
Well, you're special to me. I've been coming here over 60 years, Miss Ali. Over 60 years we've been knowing each other.
Yeah.
And we're still together and still tight. And it makes me, and every time I come in and I see you, it makes me smile. And it makes my hair grow. See my hair grow?
I see your hair grow. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you. so very proud of the work that you do, of course.
Well, you made a lot of this possible. You gave it okay for us to come into Chili Bowl. And I guess I was a little kid. When you was up the street before you got to the Chili Bowl, this used to be a pool room. And I was there when you were eating hot dogs. It was two hot dogs for a quarter. Right up the street. I never forgot that.
And I was working at Industrial Bank back in those days.
And I lived right across the street from the bank. And what's the gentleman's name that was the janitor?
Oh, Mr. Dangerfield.
I worked with him. Got to go in there and empty the trash at the bank, huh?
What did you do with him?
I helped empty the trash, and I came in the bank with the Pittsburgh Courier, the Afro, the Jet, the Ebony. Anything I could sell or stole to sell, I came in and sold to you.
I remember those days. I do remember those days. I do remember those days. All
right. So there's some historical things going on with Ben's Chili Bowl. And in fact, as we said at the top of the show, Ms. Ali, that the Smithsonian Institution designated Ben's Chili Bowl as one of the 20 iconic restaurants. When people visit America, if you stop in Washington, D.C., you must ensure come by the world famous Ben's Chili Bowl. And when you got that honor, it just lit me up. I mean, it makes me feel so proud that you're getting all these awards and honors. And this is the place to be when you come to Washington, D.C. Every week, we're here 2-3 times a week, Martine and I. And we run into you, and you're here every day, Miss Ali. How do you do it? You're 90 years old.
I'm 90 years old. But, you know, when I came to Washington from Virginia in 1952, my very first job was at Industrial Bank.
Yeah.
This was the days when this was a very segregated city.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So we didn't go downtown to dinner or to the movies because we were Black people. But we had everything we needed right here. And when I worked at that bank, I realized Howard University was walking distance from here. Howard University opened in 1867. So we had all these highly educated Black people confined to the Shaw community. The Shaw community. It was a proud, classy, dignified, self-supported community. It was just, and when I look back at my life, I realized what a pleasure it was to have lived through that time, to have experienced a proud, classy, dignified, self-supported Black community.
You know, one of the things that I grew up across the street from Ben's Chili Bowl in an alley called Temperance Court.
Yeah.
And we used to come over here, and right next door was the Casbah. We'd come over and took baths. But we didn't have indoor plumbing. We didn't have electricity. We didn't have a refrigerator. We had what's called an ice box.
Yeah.
You buy a 25-pound block of ice and put it in the top of the refrigerator, and you get wax paper and put the wax paper down, and the water drips down on it. But that's that. I just want to say that there's some things, some historical things happened with Miss Ali. Last week, a week before last, y'all had a barbecue cookout with the Ballou High School in Roosevelt. And this is something that you started on a regular basis, this cookout. You want to share some of that information on this barbecue cookout that you had at?
Well, you know, Ballou and Roosevelt High Schools were the two public schools here that's been renovated and built all new again. And they are really state-of-the-art schools now. I was blown away when I saw Ballou High School. It's the most fabulous school I've ever seen in my life. And they have a culinary program. Roosevelt has a culinary program. So when we have this, when I was invited out there to be a judge, because they've decided they're going to have now a contest to encourage these young people that want to go into the culinary industry to see how well they're doing and to encourage them and to judge the work that they're doing right now. So I was invited to be a judge there, and we offered them a scholarship. So there were three students from Ballou and three students from Roosevelt competing in the state-of-the-art kitchen at Ballou High School. And it was such a pleasure to see them and to taste their food and to judge them. And the scholarship program that we put into place, the first winner would win $10,000 toward a scholarship. The second one would be $5,000. And the third would be $2,500.
These are high school students.
These are high school students that are into the culinary skills. They want to become chefs. They want to become chefs. And then the other three students that competed would be given new computers. And of course, we were able to do that in my name at the Virginia Allen Scholarship Fund for these students.
So how long has the scholarship program been going on?
Well, this is the first year.
Okay.
So we intend to continue that for the future and to let the students know about it so that they can be more motivated to get that scholarship throughout the year.
Beautiful.
They work harder so they can work towards getting the scholarships.
Beautiful.
It was wonderful. And
beautiful.
So what those young kids were doing. I mean, these young kids and juniors and seniors in high school were making, a couple of them had sandwiches, and they made their bread from scratch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Made the bread?
The bread for the sandwiches from scratch. Delicious. So when I'm judging it, I didn't want to give it up because it was so good. It really was. So that program is in place now, and we intended to keep that going.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's awesome. You know, son, Harry, works here, and he's a chef. So he's competing right now in a Bav Chef to do something we call a whole.
Oh, good.
So,
That's right. Wonderful.
You know, a month or so ago, at your birthday, your 90th birthday, the Wizards, Mr. Ted Leonis of the Wizards, made a Virginia Ali night at the Capital One Arena. And we went down there, and they gave out 12,000 bobblehead dolls. Looked just like you. I looked at my little grandbaby and said, that's Miss Ali, and her head is shaking. You think you're twiddling?
Oh, well, that was a surprise of my life. The evening of my party over here at the Lincoln Theater, and I'm getting all these wonderful accolades that I didn't feel like I deserved, but nonetheless, at the end of the program, they asked me to come up on stage, and I'm thinking that's my time to say thank you to my community. And this tall, young, handsome young man walks up to me on stage and says, Mrs. Alley, I'm so-and-so, and I'm here from the Wizards basketball team to offer you your own bobblehead.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I was blown away. I had no idea that that was coming. So, but I have been so blessed here, having been here now. And August will be 66 years here at Vince Chili Bowl.
And we've been here every bit of that 66 years, because without Vince Chili Bowl in our community, this was the only stabilizing institution besides the bank and lease floors. But we know we can come over and get something to eat. We can go upstairs and take a bath at the Casbah, even though we weren't supposed to, but we snuck in anyway, and this took us a show.
It was more like a tourist home upstairs.
That's what it was, yes.
Yes, exactly.
And we used to knock on the doors and ask the ladies and the customers if we wanted something to eat. We come in and buy the hot dogs.
And they give you a tip.
And they give us a tip. So we hustled in front of the Chili Bowl and at the Casbah. So the Chili Bowl had saved our lives in a lot of different ways.
Those were the old days. Those were the good old days, weren't they?
They sure was. In fact, at the basketball game, that was the first basketball game I went to, a professional game, and I had no idea that they took part of the basketball court behind one of the nets. They had a restaurant right there with booze. We sitting there courtside eating.
And you were my special guest.
I didn't know that until I got there.
Oh, okay.
They just told me, said, Miss Ali got this. When we came over there, man, and while we walked, went, got up, go to the bathroom, somebody in the bleachers hollered out, hey, Roach, get out them high seats. That's high cotton. You don't belong in there. So I went on back down and sat down with you.
That celebration took, that game happened to have been on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yes.
So it was so wonderful to be there and for me to be recognized. And of course, they wanted to know who my special guest would be. And I picked the two people that had been a part of my life from this community for so many years, and with Roach Brown and Stanley Mays.
And we enjoyed it.
And your families, right.
That's right. Yeah. We like family. I mean, the only person I know longer than you is me. If I didn't know me, I wouldn't know you. So I just want to say Also, there's Ben's Chili Bowl has a foundation. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what the foundation is?
Well, the foundation is, you know, when we moved here in 19, opened this place in August of 1958, we knew we wanted to be a part of a community. We knew we wanted to be the place where folks would feel like they're coming into our home. And we knew that we would help anytime we could.
Yes.
And so the community soon learned that we did help whenever we could. We didn't need a foundation back then. We just simply helped.
Yes.
Someone came to me and they had a problem. If I could help, if I could help them fill their grandmother's prescription or whatever I need they needed, we did it. And then later on, we were joined by our sons in the business, and they decided to make it a more formal effort. So they decided to do a foundation. And that foundation now really focuses on the community and on young people and education. And I remember one of the board members that I served on very early on was called Flock, for Love of Children.
Yes.
Right around the corner. The offices were right around the corner at the 12th Street.
Yes.
And we could take kids out of school. They'd come to our place after school, and we could give tutoring, and we could raise their grade levels by two grades because they had one-on-one tutoring, one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And those tutors were volunteers from all the local universities that we have here.
Yeah.
So that was a wonderful program. And programs like that are the ones that we support today with the foundation. My children are very involved in that.
Yes, they are.
It's doing well.
You know, I'm sitting there smiling and laughing because what you were saying, and I know about it, I felt it, I experienced it, I lived it. And just to come in here, on your birthday, we wrote a poem, and I can't find it. I wrote a poem. She hid it from me, Mom. And it's a poem just for you in the Chili Bowl. And the reason why we got you in this morning, because the work you're doing in this community, this is the only restaurant, the only business on U Street that's been here over 60 years that's never been robbed. Folk come through it from the civil rights community, celebrities, movie stars, people from the street, people from around the corner, and everybody come in and say, where's Miss Ali? You command the kind of respect that you get from somebody who is in a high thing. Your respect comes from your personality, your character, and everybody loves you. Now, when I stand in there and see people come from Arkansas, or Tennessee, I got a stack of cards from most of the states in America that I met from people here at the Chili Bowl. I come in 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
And lady, and you take pictures with everybody. I mean, I don't know how you do it, Miss Ali.
You know, growing up on the farm, my father had a farm in Virginia. Growing up on the farm in very stable, loving, caring home and loving and caring parents that taught us day in and day out, treat everybody the way you want to be treated and you'll never have a problem. And that is so true. Treat everybody the way you want to be treated and you'll never have a problem. And that's all we've done. I worked at the bank down the street. And it was there that I learned how much I enjoyed interacting with different people every single day. So when Ben comes along and proposes, and he had worked his way through college by working in restaurants. When he said to me, would you be willing to partner with me in a little restaurant? And all I could think of was, wow, more people. I love people. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
So I've done nothing exceptional here. Nothing exceptional. All I've ever done was what I enjoy doing, and that is treating everybody the way I want to be treated. And I've served presidents, I've served judges, I've served every possible career you can think of.
Yeah.
I've also served the heroin addicts, the crackheads, and the bums. They're all people. Treat them all the same way, and you'll never have a problem. I love them. I've learned so much from, you know, I had three sons. And I remember my drug folks coming in. I remember getting close to them and getting to know them. And then I asked one of them one day, I said, look, I have three boys. You got to help me. Tell me how I can keep them from doing what you're doing to ruin your life. Tell me what I can do while they're still young. And this was a heroin addict. And he said, well, I don't really know, Miss Ben, but I do know one thing. If they get on it, just make sure they get clean needles. I'm like, I don't want to hear that. I want to keep them from getting there in the first place. But that kind of relationship I had with the people, it didn't matter where they came from. I enjoyed them, and I could learn from them, and I could talk to them and relate to them. And I love doing it, and I love it at age 90. I still do the same thing every day. It's not an exceptional thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't take any money. It doesn't take any training. Just have a kind heart and be kind to people.
You know, I'm glad you said that. Because when you walk into Ben's Chili Bowl, there's nothing exceptional or special, but it's the atmosphere, it's the vibe, it's the people. It's you putting your personality or stamp on it. Of all, as I said before, of all the restaurants and businesses on U Street, and I grew up on U Street, this is the only place that haven't been robbed. It's Ben's Chili Bowl, and I know it.
Let me tap your head there.
I got a wooden head. And I know cases of a guy who wanted to commit suicide one night, and he called us, and he said, I'm grinding down U Street. He said, man, I'm going to drive off 14th Street Bridge. I can't take it no more. But he did 30 or 40 years in prison, and he was tired. I said, where you at, man? He said, on 12th and U. I said, stop, go in the Chili Bowl. It was in the evening. He came in, Sage. I talked to Sage, and we spoke. And they hired the guy right there on the spot. He was on his way down to commit suicide. And because of the relationship in this restaurant, Ben's Chili Bowl, people come in with their problems. I know this ain't what you do, Ms. Ali, but I know you never say no. And I don't want to push that out there. Everybody come in and wear you out. But I know personal cases that use in the sea to save families from getting evicted, got people out of prison, send folks money, and beyond. And you never ask for nothing back. All you ask for, treat somebody how we're treating you. That's all you ask. It is our honor just to be here with you, whether we're on radio or not. I will be with you, Ms. Ali. I don't care where we go. We got to go down to Joe's Pigfoot spot. I'll be there with you. It doesn't matter.
You're running the Pigfoot nightclub.
That's right. The Pigfoot nightclub.
Northeast Washington.
Yeah. You know, something else. You wrote a book. I had a book written with Bernie Demchak.
Yeah.
It's called Breaking Barriers with Chili.
Yeah.
And how she used chili and a hash smoke to build relationships, to build contacts, to build support, and to build people, all from a chili dog and a hash smoke. But on top of that was her smile, her personality that came on course. Lady, you are an institution. And when I walk in here and I see guys, city councilmen from Arkansas, from Little Rock, Arizona, California, and they all say, I want to meet Miss Ali. They heard about you all over the world, Miss Ali, and people come in every day. Is she here now? I want to take a picture. How do you feel when so many people?
I don't know how all that happened. I don't know. It's still mind-boggling for me. I'm nobody special. Just a kind old lady.
Yeah,
love
and
people.
It's so
that's
special.
All I am, huh?
And what's so interesting is people come here from all over the world.
Well, they tell me that. They tell me that I experienced that. I see one girl, she's from Russia. And I said, how did you hear about the chili bowl? She said it was on a video on my TV. Let me show you. She gets her phone and she shows it to me. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. And there was a group.
My little hot dog place.
Right. A group came in from the Netherlands and you introduced them to Roach and they ended up interviewing Roach for their TV.
Coming down to our house.
A lot of opportunities.
Yeah. Well, it's been my pleasure to serve our community. And people have been kind to me.
You know, this is WPFW 89.3 FM, your station for jazz and justice. WPFW is heard around the world. And we have the godmother of U Street, the historic 60-year-old Ben's Chili Bowl, Miss Virginia Ali.
65 and counting. 65?
Wait a
minute.
66
in August.
66 in August?
Yeah,
I can't count through goodness, Ali. I try. To 588-0893 if you want to call in with questions or comments for Miss Ali. I don't know how to say it. I grew up here. This is my home. This is my family. Miss Ali is my other mother and friend. She's a mother and a friend. Yeah. We talk every week. If I don't see her, I don't know what's going on. She'll call me and say, well, you ain't been by the place this week. You
know? What's going on? Exactly. Yeah.
So we have a unique kind of relationship, and believe me, how special. There's no sign on their chest. It's just the way they relate, communicate with you. And this lady here is one of these special, special people that when you meet her, he just warms your heart. Nikisha, are you still with us, Nikisha Taifa?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you, Nikisha.
Yes, I'm still here and always glad to be on the line with the... I hear a double... I hear myself twice, so...
You know, something we didn't talk about, they put the subway here back in Washington. And they closed down all of U Street. U Street was our Black Broadway. And everything was closed except for one business. What business was that, Miss Ali?
Little old Ben Shelley Ball. And I had one employee. You know, when they did the survey, they started the survey in 1988. That's 20 years after the riots took place. And when the riots took place, left, it devastated the community. So now in 1988, when they do that survey, only three businesses in the immediate vicinity had survived. Industrial Bank, been there today 89 years by the same African-American family, the Mitchells. Lee's Flower Shop, right across the street. Been there for a long time, third generation, second and third generation operating that, and Ben's Chili Bowl. But Ben's Chili Bowl was the only one that was here open at night, right? We opened in those days until 3 o'clock in the morning every night, and 4 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. So when they decided to do the subway fire, which had been promised to us years before, when they decided to do that subway, they found only three businesses had survived and therefore not enough to support maintaining one lane of traffic on that big, wide, broad, what we call Black Broadway Street out there. They just dug up the entire street, 65 feet down, to build their subway. I had one employee and me. And found something else to keep us going. That one employee and me would have to close up in the sunset because there were no street lights for a very long time. By the way, that one employee stayed with me for 25 years.
Peaches.
Yes. So
she just we just lost her.
Yeah. So the subway was devastating. Not one car out there for a very long time. But when it did finally open in 1991, I put a big old banner. I had to get a crane to put a big old banner across the top of the store that said, "We survived Metro."
Yes.
And we did. We survived Metro. The cameras picked it up and they opened. They had the big opening. And before you know it, there's a big new apartment building up the street called the Ellington. Townhouses couldn't go up fast enough where children couldn't use. And on this side, a big, beautiful condominium, so big it opened on 12th Street, the opening. One unit, after they opened that about a year later, one unit was sold for $1.1 million.
At the corner.
And that is where the drug traffic used to gather every day. So our property taxes went. And the three businesses that were able to hold on were three businesses that owned their property.
Black businesses, too.
They were all black businesses. Yeah, but you got to remember, did you know that at one time, during the days of segregation, there were almost 300 black-owned businesses
yes,
in the neighborhood?
Yes, yes.
In the Shaw community?
Yes.
Yeah. When they opened the Chili Bowl, the architects, the contractor, the plumber, the electrician, the cabinet maker, all black-owned businesses built this Chili Bowl, and their offices were in two or three blocks. You could call that plumber at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he'd come up and head. It was a wonderful time.
You know, you bring back a lot of memories because, like you said, U Street was the Black Broadway.
Right.
And during that time, they had parades, all kinds of stuff, and all the businesses up here were Black. I mean, everything from 18th Street to 7th Street, all the way down to Key and New York Avenue. I got a book that, Mom, that somebody gave me from Howard University Business School, and it was printed in 1977. And it had all the Black businesses listed in D.C. They had Ed Murphy, Supper Club, Cecilia, Evelyn's, yeah. All the little clubs across the street. Right. And these folks were like, it was a tight community.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was a tight community.
Oh, yes. And we could correct your children. You'd go out of your way to come and thank me. Now you go out of your way to come and tell me to mind my own business.
You know, you just mentioned teachers. She was an employee for 45 years. It was her first job in the Chili Bowl. And she worked for 45 years.
I was her mom, and she was my job.
Mom and best friend.
Yeah.
Then you had a couple more employees that worked here 25, 20, and 30 years.
Yeah, I got one in the, what, is Fina also?
Yes.
Fina has been here about 25, 30 years.
See that? Wow. This is a restaurant, a small restaurant, and yet they have employees that work 20, 30, well, they 45
became,
years.
They became the family members. A part of my family.
There you go. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, we have to take care of them.
We got one caller on. You on the air, please. Question or comment?
Hi, guys. My name's Alejandro. I'm a resident in D.C. I've been here 8 years. Thank you for having this interview, ma'am. You're really inspiring to us all. I had one question. And honestly, it's just a piece of advice, but, you know, we're a lot of people in D.C. aren't natives to the area. And, you know, although I love calling D.C. my home, I know that, you know, there's a lot of history here and a lot of culture. What advice could you give to people that come to D.C., like to truly appreciate this place, to respect the culture and to... just give thanks, especially like us young community.
Okay. You see, mm-hmm. What advice would you give to young people or new people coming to Washington, D.C.?
Well, first of all, you prepare yourself for whatever career you're looking to be in. You
yes.
prepare yourself for that, and you give it your very best, and the people will come.
Yeah, you go.
You know, if you're doing a great job with whatever field you're in, and you're dependable and you're going to treat people the way you want to be treated, the people will come depending on your, you know, if it's a restaurant or if it's technology. I have a little bit of a problem with sitting down to the computer doing all your work by yourself.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm 90. I like the people part of it.
Come on over, Vita.
But even if, whenever you're doing something and you're excelling at it, it's always discovered. Whenever you're doing something that you're really good at, somebody will know about it. And then you go from there. You got to respect the culture. We come together around food and friendship and, you know, supporting each other.
I'm trying to get Vita to come on, and Vita is fantastic. She has all these daughter-in-law, and this lady coordinates and gets all that together. I am so proud of you, Vita, about the work you're doing. Every time I see Mazzola, I knew you would. And then later, it warms my heart. So we have Vita Ali. You want to say a few words, Vita, to our listening audience, and they listening from around the world. So give us your best worldly voice.
Best worldly voice. Well, I would say good morning, everyone from around the world. I just wanted to say it's amazing this conversation because your story, Roach, I mean, you're family for life, but It's so inspiring every time I see you two as a couple and to see you because you're doing the work in the community. You don't have it easy yourself. You have health challenges. You never want to be a burden to anyone. You could be sick in bed and you'll call me and check on someone.
Yes.
So I want to thank you all. And as you know, Mom, that's what you've been doing for 6 years.
Rather than
start crying, I'm going to get off it. I say thank you to the elders that are doing it and being an example to our generation. to make sure we continue the work that needs to be done. Love you all.
Love you.
Roach, there's another caller.
We have another caller. Question or comment, please.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Yes, my name is Larry Dawson. Hello. Hello.
Hello, I can hear you.
My name is Larry Dawkins, and Mama Ali remembers me as a friend of Kamal. I moved to South Carolina, and she also came to my father's funeral. And I just wanted to tell her how much I miss her and the family. And just keep up the good work, Miss Ali. You've always been my inspiration. As a young kid, we used to play in the alley with Kamal and your two other boys.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
So much.
Thank you.
God bless you, my dear.
You know, something that we didn't mention is that about the history of Ben Stillenhold, during the civil rights movement, this was like one of the headquarters when Dr. King and Stokely Carmichael and all the civil rights men, they used to come in and plan and have their meetings here at the Chili Bowl. And you'd be amazed. You can walk in and see Rem Abernathy, King, different folks. You see Denzel Washington, Dave Chappelle, Chris Tucker, Serena Williams, Chris Rock, all the stars and celebrities would come through here. And they didn't come in there with their egos flashing. They all came in and they said, "Here's Miss Ali." They heard about you from all around the world. And they come in with respect, admiration, and their commitment to just being a part of this and being a part of this. Lady, you are history. You've made history. You are history. And I got to tell this to my hat. This lady has something else, y'all.
No, I'm not. No. Don't get carried away.
That was our last second caller. Mert, you want to say something, baby?
Yeah, I love being here with you, Miss Ali.
Thank you.
Always bragging, I know Miss Ali.
When she see you on TV, she says, "I know her. That's Miss Ali."
I don't think I've done anything special that anyone could not have done. Anybody could do what I did.
Well,
so I just want to say, if I can just plug in, there's still an echo going on, but I don't know if you all can hear me.
But hello, what you say, Nikichi?
I just want to say, as a teenager going to the theater up the street, the Lincoln Theater, and the like, we would always go by Ben's Chili Bowl afterwards and get something to eat. So, I mean, I just have those warm memories from just as a young person, because, you know, Ben's Chili Bowl was just always a stalwart in the community. So, again, thank you so very much, Miss Virginia Ali.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for supporting Ben's. Thank you. Thank you all for supporting Ben's.
And I want to reiterate that Ben's has a foundation called the Chili Bowl Foundation, and it gives out money to education,
scholarships.
And that's the foundation, but she also has a scholarship fund. And this is for kids who want to go to school or whatever. And you just did that thing last week over Baloo.
Yeah, we did it with Baloo. That's the first one we started for the culinary
thing.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
We're trying to grow. We've always been here to help our community as far as we can.
And the end of this month, yeah, there's the Costco or Giant Cook Barbecue.
Barbecue
battle. Down where? Down in the mall?
Down there. So you should rather be there. I'm 90 years old. I don't remember all those things.
It's the 15th.
But the barbecue. Yes. Oh,
no. I got it right here.
There's literally right over there on that table.
Yeah. It's the Giant Barbecue Battle. Giant Pepsi Cola, Ben's Chili Bowl down on the mall. And it's a barbecue battle.
Been doing it for years.
That's right, for years. And Miss Ali and Ben's Chili Bowl is a part of that. But also, I just want to add on top of that, They're selling Ben's products now at Costco, Giant, and different places. You're at four or five locations around the city. You're at the baseball stadium, you're at the national park, the football stadium. Ben's has been expanding and growing. And I just want to say this, that if you come to work for Ben, we've had our son, two, three nephews, relatives that we referred over, and we refer them over to get the job. And the only why they don't they didn't take advantage of the opportunity. And when you get people like Ms. Ollie, we bring somebody in, she open the door. She give you a shot, but it's up to you to keep that shot and make it work. And this lady's been helping not only us, but the whole damn city. And we get folks every week from around the world. And I said, hey, how you doing? I said, where are you from? He said, I'm from Arizona. I'm from Alaska. I'm from, oh yeah, I want to mention our friend who is no longer with us, Marshall Brown. He was Kwame Brown's, Kwame Brown was on the city council. His father was an ambassador here, for lack of a better word. And he used to do the presentations whenever the big groups come in.
Yeah.
He met a Chinaman.
Oh, yeah.
He was a historian. He met a Chinaman, and they invited him to China. He went to China by himself from Ben's Chili Bowl.
He met them in the Chili Bowl as he was giving them the greeting and welcoming them and telling them the history of Ben's. And he once said to one of them, I've said to have wanted all my to go to China. And he said, well, here's my card. Let me know when you're coming. And 2 weeks later, another family comes in from another part of China. And the same thing happens. So just after Thanksgiving, he says to me, no, before Thanksgiving, he says to me, Mom, I'm going to China for Thanksgiving. I said, good for you. What son is taking you?
Yeah.
Well, he was old, health was great. He said, oh, I'm going to China. What do you mean you're going alone? You don't speak the language, you're not well. So I called the son. The son said, Ms. Allen, we can't do anything with him. He said, he's going. He went. Next thing you know, we're getting emails of pictures of him over there. He had the cards for those two different families in two different cities. And the first one, met him at the airport, showed him where he could stay, had a great time. And then took him back to the airport to go to the other city, to the other guests who picked him up. And he had Thanksgiving dinner there with him, sending me pictures. He came back with, Mrs. Allen, they treated me like a diplomat.
Yeah, that's right.
But he met them right here at the Chili
Bowl. We met some people here from New Orleans. We went down to New Orleans, and they treated us like him. We met him here at the Chili Bowl. You go places and they say, where are you from? We say, Washington, D.C. Do you go to Chili Bowl? We start laughing. The Chili Bowl is known all over the world. And this evening, when you come back in here, there'll be folks, busloads come in from all over the world. Everybody said, you see Miss Ali. When our little grandbaby, who's nine, said, every time you're on TV, ask Miss Ali. I know her. She's on television. That's my friend. So you got little kids. Everybody won't run up here and say, to take the picture with you. We got pictures with you and her and the elephant out front.
Yeah.
And she loved them pictures.
Panda bear.
And that's right. Is that a bear or an elephant? I don't know.
Panda bear.
Coach, I think there's another caller on the line.
It's an elephant. I don't know what's going on, but it was an elephant.
Coach.
Let's take the next caller. Come on, Mike. Next caller, you're on the air. Question or comment, please.
This is Nana C. of D.C. Roach Brown, we have to stop meeting like this. I'm Marge Bowman's little cousin. I keep seeing.
Can you speak up?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Come on.
This is Nana C. of D.C. Cheryl Neal Humphreys. I'm Marjorie Bowman's little cousin. I keep seeing you, Roach Brown. Just saw you at the event.
You keep seeing me.
PFW.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Mama,
and your
Virginia,
question is?
Mama Virginia Ali, you know my faith. I love you so much. I had to call in, and I want to get involved in your education scholarship. Let me know how. When do I come there to see you? I'm so grateful for you and for the values that you continue. Oh. Because that's how I was raised in the District of Columbia. And I just want to celebrate you. And thank you, Roach Brown, for everything you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Okay. We got a few minutes ago with the book. She has a book out. Miss Ali's book is called
Breaking
Barriers with Chili. You can get a copy of it. You need to get this book and read it. You learn a lot of history, how things were when it was segregated in Washington, because we grew up when it was segregated in Washington, D.C. And she saw all these transitions, and she's still here. And when you come in, like I said before, I don't care what celebrity, movie star will come in here. They pocket their ego. They put the ego in their back pocket. They don't come in and say, I'm Big Willie. They come in and get in line like everybody else because they know we don't play that here. And when they all come, they say, where is Miss Ali? Everybody, even little kids say, can I take a picture? He must have took 1,000 pictures in this place, and you still take them every day.
Yeah, well, I don't know why people want them, but I do.
Yeah, they do. It's like a drawing card. Everybody wants to take a picture under the sign up there with you, and it's you're so gracious.
Well, come in and get that copy of the book, Breaking Barriers with Chili. She got T-shirts, cups, mugs. And you can buy the Chili Bowl products at which stores now?
Giant Food is the most prominent one because there's so many Giants in the area.
Oh, yeah. Giant, yeah. Costco.
We've got some pamphlets over there about the barbecue battle, which is a lot of fun. They've got a big stage, a big go-go stage, and entertainment on that event. It's fun to come to.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
So our time is up, and we want to say this has been our special 2-hour First of the month program, the second Tuesday of each month, we come to you live from the historic Ben's Chili Bowl on New Street. And as we said before, the Smithsonian Museum is designated Ben's Chili Bowl. It's one of the 20 iconic restaurants. So when you are a tourist in America and you stop in Washington, D.C., the size of the White House and the mall, here's where you're supposed to come. And when you come in, you'll be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity. But more than that, you get some good food and you meet some good people. So please, folks, support the Chili Bowl, what we're doing.
And support Roach Brown's program. That's important.
Yeah. That's right.
Support your program.
Oh, what program I got?
Oh, that Returning Citizens program.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yes. The OGL, Optimistic Gentleman Baby.
What she just said is we got a couple of gentlemen here now from our group called Optimistic Gentlemen and Ladies. And these are a group of senior citizens or guys who've been in there decades in prison. And they're working now to stop the violence and stop some of the carjacking. They're working to make sure that these men and women come out and got a place to stay. Or we try to work on making sure these men and women can do something to keep our city safe. So we got Joe Henry and Larry Watson from the Optimistic Gentleman. And we got Raina Johnson, who's working with us. And we still got our first guest from this morning, Dr. Rhonda Hamilton. She just ain't want to leave, did you?
Thank you.
And you got Ralph Lee here. Yeah. Hey, Ralph, and he cooked in the Chili Bowl, Miss Ali, back in the 50s and the 60s. Yeah. I remember you turkey.
And anyone who wants to donate to the scholarship fund can just stop by and bring a check.
There you go, Other Foundations Foundation.
Other Foundation, please come by and support the scholarship fund.
Yeah. We need help, but the Chili Bowl got a foundation you can donate to, and you got a scholarship program you can donate to. It's money for the community. Yeah. So if you don't see Miss Ali, you come and leave a check at the front desk for the scholarship program or for the foundation, and that money is being used to make things better for those less fortunate than us, okay? And our time is up. I want to say thank you, everybody, and it's been a pleasure, Miss Virginia.
Well, thank you. And I want to say thank you first and foremost to you, Roach, and to our beautiful Washington community.
There you go.
And for our supporters all over the place.
All over the world.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to the show, Crossroads. We come to you the first Tuesday of every month. Usually we have a breakfast club here, have breakfast, but because of the pandemic, that's been cut out. Hopefully when things settle down, we'll have our breakfast club so folks can eat breakfast while we're doing this show and they can participate in the show. Right. But that's still on the drawing board. To the best guests we ever had, to my favorite friend, my mama, my best friend, anything I can call you, to my angel,
Yes. Don't go carried away. I love you, Rose.
And I love you too. That's been Crossroads. Thank you for tuning in for Mertini, my wife, and I. We'll see you next Tuesday. Remember, your inner voice is never wrong. Merry Christmas.
Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way.
For WPFW in Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Chris Bangert-Drowns with some brief news headlines. Israeli airstrikes in Gaza killed at least 11 people overnight, including 8 police officers. In the occupied West Bank, Israeli forces said they killed 2 militants. Another 11 people were killed in Gaza the night prior. A total of more than 36,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since October, and at least another 500 killed in the West Bank. Yesterday, the United States urged the UN Security Council to support a peace plan announced by President Biden late last week. The plan ultimately seeks a permanent ceasefire to the war in Gaza and calls for the release of all hostages and a surge of humanitarian aid into Gaza. A draft Security Council resolution circulated by the U.S. calls for Hamas to accept the peace terms without making mention of Israel. It is unclear whether Israel would support the deal, even though President Biden framed it as an Israeli proposal. Already, some members of Prime Minister Netanyahu's far-right cabinet have said they would bring down his government if he agrees to a peace deal without eliminating Hamas. A massive multi-week election in India wrapped up on Saturday, and final results are expected to be known today as vote counting continues. The ruling party of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has championed Hindu nationalism in the religiously diverse country, and his tenure has been marred by violence against Muslims and moves to limit political dissent. Modi is expected to win another term in office, with his party having won or leading in 285 parliamentary seats, a little more than needed for a majority. Still, his party's showing appears weaker than in previous elections, and the coalition of opposition parties framed the vote results as a, quote, moral and political loss for Modi. Washington, D.C. residents are voting in primary elections today to determine competitive races for a number of council seats. In Ward 7, voters will choose from a large number of candidates to replace outgoing Councilmember Vincent Gray. In Ward 4, self-described Democratic Socialist Janice Lewis-George is facing 2 challengers, an ANC commissioner and an investment banker, both of whom argue Lewis-George is too liberal on public safety. In addition to the council seats, D.C. voters will select people to fill the district's non-voting positions in Congress. House Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is running for re-election for the 17th time. Arizona lawmakers are voting today on a measure that would empower local police to make immigration-related arrests and allow state judges to order people convicted of illegal entry to return to their home country. The Arizona Senate approved the measure late last month in a 16-13 party-line vote. If the state House approves it today, the measure will then go before voters in the November election. The Arizona law is similar to one in Texas that has been paused by a federal appeals court amid a challenge from the U.S. Justice Department. Supporters of the Arizona law say the federal government hasn't done enough to stop illegal migration, while critics say it is an unconstitutional overreach and would lead to racial profiling. And lawmakers are making opening arguments today in the federal gun trial against President Biden's son, Hunter. A jury was seated yesterday. A plea deal with the younger Biden collapsed last year, and now he faces up to 25 years in prison on charges of lying on a firearms application and illegally owning a gun. In a statement, President Biden said he has, quote, boundless love for my son, confidence in him, and respect for his strength, end quote. The charges against Hunter Biden focus on a 2018 gun purchase when he was addicted to crack cocaine. Federal gun laws require that applicants check a box affirming they are not a drug user. The trial comes just days after Donald Trump, Biden's political rival, was convicted of 34 felonies in Manhattan over hush money payments made ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Weather in Washington, D.C. right now is